my gosh. Look at her butt.
Come home from your journeys. Have you come home from your...
That's not appropriate.
They asked you to do so.
No, I don't. They haven't asked me.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. This was the second volume of the official handbook, or Ohatmu for short, with more pages and more art pulled from the comics themselves. And we cover it in the style of the Legion of Superbloggers' famed Hot or Not feature, with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, we don't cover each issue all in one go, but a few characters at a time. Double warning, if I know my guests, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid of Siskoid's Blog of Geekery, and with me today are...
I'm Elise, Havana Nights from Hot or Not.
This is Isabel, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlinked, and lip balm on Hot or Not.
This is Natalie, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlink, also DJ Nut on Hot or Not.
This is Josie, art girl from Hot or Not.
This is Shotgun from Hot or Not.
Episode 3, Anaconda to Angel.
Anaconda.
Okay.
Whoa.
Selected by Roxxon Oil to be special agent in covert industrial operations... Oof. The evil oil company turned Blanche Blondie Sislinski into Anaconda, who then became a member of the Serpent Society. She has gills, allowing her to breathe underwater, and her arms can stretch the better to choke the life out of opponents in an unbreakable grip.
Whew.
She's not a subtle person. In fights, she'll usually go for the strongest male because she likes to show off her strength. She's pictured here, also bear-hugging Iron Man from behind.
I didn't know it was a girl.
No, I'm going to be honest.
I saw the boobs, and that was the only sign I knew it was a girl.
It could have been really big pecs, though.
Yeah.
I think what's misleading is the giant T on her crotch that just looks like a penis.
It's not. Oh, God.
It's just definitely a penis.
Yeah.
She has
penis envy.
Well,
literally.
I mean,
how Freudian.
She's called Anaconda.
My Anaconda don't
want. Exactly.
Sorry.
I like the belt.
Yeah?
It's all snake-like. What's it called? The Serpent Society?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in a Serpent Society.
That's a badass.
That's
a badass.
And that's really badass.
We're going to see a lot of snake... related villains that are all part of that group.
Me's a part.
Is she a villain?
Oh, she's a villain.
Oh yeah.
Oh, well, she's fighting Iron Man.
True. I mean, that doesn't mean anything.
that's a good point.
Civil War coming soon.
Me's a part that freaks me out is the gills. I don't like fish. I don't like the ocean. So it's just that. No.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to be able to breathe underwater, but not with gills.
It grosses me out.
I think the thing that's weird is that she looks like she doesn't really have a neck because of it. It's like
it looks like a swimmer's neck.
Yeah,
it just pops out of your head.
What's wrong with a swimmer's neck?
Nothing. I had one a long time ago.
Totally nothing.
Maybe. Her hair is fabulous, though.
No.
80s fabulous.
Yeah. I mean, it's all curly and full.
No, it looks crimped.
But you'd see that hair in a 1990
video.
Yearbooks.
Okay, it's a little helmety. I'll agree to that.
Does she have scales on her face?
Yes.
Oh.
Are they just on her face?
Probably not.
Because her legs don't seem scaly.
Yeah, her legs
her
look
hands
look
a little, lovely. But it could just be shaving. Honestly, I'm not sure.
Shaves her scales?
The eternal debate.
She can stretch her arms.
And do harm.
She used to be a steel worker.
Huh? No surprise.
I kind of feel bad for her. I think she was... Like, I like her attitude, but I don't like what they done to her.
So did she just kind of mutate because of the thing?
They made her into, like, a super soldier.
Oh, was it on purpose?
Was it by choice?
For the oil company.
For...
of course, for the oil company.
Damn that oil company.
All of them.
How much budget did this oil company have?
Oil budgets.
They have a lot.
Yeah.
just like, you know what we need? We need a mutated supervillain on our side.
Actually, her thighs are awesome.
True. No, her whole leg. She like, could, look at those calves.
She could kill me.
Oh, yeah.
But those calves, those...
Calves man. For days.
I like the boots.
Yeah, the boots are awesome.
They remind me of Sailor Moon with that crescent thing.
Yeah, there's kind of a moon theme happening.
I'm happy.
I can't handle this huge gray thing on her shoulder. Green thing on her shoulders.
Elbow pads.
Yeah, it's enormous. It seems like it'd be really uncomfortable to me. Too stiff.
It does look does too it, stiff, but you can attack people. Like,
I don't know if it's to remind like the cobra.
Maybe. Probably.
Oh.
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe it's like.
An anaconda and a cobra is. Completely different, but anything goes.
Maybe it's a snake same. Sort of vibe. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. That's true.
Oh.
So Anaconda, hot or not?
How about terrifying?
I don't want.
I'm going to go with terrifying.
Yep. I don't want to meet this in the street at night. This.
It's a bit harsh.
It would scare
but
me.
But yeah, she would terrify me if I saw her in the streets.
I mean, so let's be real. If I see her in the streets in day or night, I would be scared.
I mean, what does she do for fun?
Work out.
Yeah, clearly. Spends a lot of time in the gym.
And the hair.
Because, I mean, I don't know what we would have in common. Mm. It's just like, so...
Maybe she...
Do you...
Assassination.
Yes, we have that in common. Oh, like,
I'm sorry,
day.
I'm busy. I have my weekly assassination with Anaconda that day.
Oh, man, we've been
every Sunday after brunch.
We have brunch.
Yeah. We're just as girls, and just then we girls. Assassinate people.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole weekend.
It's bonding. It's really bonding.
Yeah. Gun in my purse, bitch, I came just to kill. My Anaconda don't. My Anaconda don't.
My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. Ooh.
Oh.
Speaking of swimmers, Andromeda. This Atlantean heroine was a major in sunken Atlantis' army, but felt she'd gone as high as she could given her society's patriarchal values. Taking pills so she could breathe our air, she joined a super team called the Defenders, using her increased strength above water and her skill with weapons to help them. She tends to act superior in any and all circumstances, and she's very secretive. She'll never say more than she thinks you need to know. Also pictured, throwing her weapon.
Her hair is fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I want her hair.
She's fabulous overall.
Her skin is amazing.
It looks like a jellyfish, but like sparkly jellyfish.
Yeah, like it's almost like, translucent.
Like dreamy.
It's awesome.
I'm confused about the metal elements of her suit. If she's from Atlantis, isn't she underwater? Well, she's clearly living underwater, so wouldn't it be rusty?
But it's magic. Special metal.
It's magic.
It's increased with science.
But damn.
I must say, though, her boots are ridiculous.
Oh, God.
They're ugly.
What is even happening?
They're
like buckets.
They look like buckets. Yeah. Yeah. There's so buckets and then a shoe.
But, like, maybe is that full of water? Just...
Oh, yes, that would fill all the time. That's just not practical.
Maybe that's why there's a slit.
Yeah, so it could pour out.
Maybe she came out of the ocean, was just like, all right, I'm going to become a land person, and then just stole the first pirate's boots she saw.
Or maybe she wants to keep some water in the boots all the time, just to remind herself from where she's coming.
Oh, but that's almost sweet.
But they're ugly. It doesn't change the fact they're hideous.
And
their feet are huge.
Yeah.
Don't judge people with big feet.
Yeah.
Sorry, but...
I am a big fan of the exposed leg with the weapon.
That's sassy.
That's not, like, practical in the sense you're not hiding your weapons at all, but it's sexy.
Yeah,
so, bonus points.
I really don't like the second picture because her skin is human colored.
Oh, yeah.
Boo.
Is it a screw? What's the... What?
It looks like a screw. It looks like a screw with a wing nut.
What is a screw? It
does. Is it a dragonfly?
What is her weapon exactly? It's a metallic thing.
It's a thing made of metal.
I think it's a trident.
Oh. That makes sense.
Yeah. But why does it look like a screw?
I think it's the angle.
Maybe. Mm. Very well.
You know what? Her chest plate almost looks like a xylophone.
Ooh. Her boobs are very saggy now that I look at them.
Aren't they? I mean, it's... They're not the same size, right?
No, which, no. You know what? Go, you guys. It's probably just kind of bad design, but it's also accurate to life.
Yeah. her headpiece. I want to wear that to work.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
To work?
Yeah,
I mean, to work.
Why not?
My main concern is that heavy, because if it is, I don't want it.
No, I'll grog that on a Friday, casual Friday.
I like the sort of purplish maroon situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the colors are great. Her color palette is awesome.
It goes well with the blue.
I wish I could rock that lip color.
Oh. And those cheekbones.
Mm-hmm. She has cheekbones for days.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Weeks.
She seems so unimpressed.
Oh, yeah. I like, she doesn't seem like she'd be, like, super fun to hang out with, honestly. No.
She looks a bit intense. Yeah, I don't feel like we could be friends.
And the whole secretive thing is kind of, I feel like she'd be hard to get to know. Like, it would take a long time and stuff. And
yeah.
She would know everything about me, and I would know nothing about her.
Yeah, you would just realize that one day and suddenly feel really sad inside.
She's the depths of the ocean.
Oh.
You're the surface.
Oh, ouch. She's Mike, ow.
Well.
Now I feel horrible about myself.
Maybe she's wishy-washy, okay?
So Andromeda, hot or not?
Hot.
I think hot. Also, I really like the word Andromeda.
Yeah.
That's a fun-sounding word.
I think physically hot, but her personality's a bit of a turnoff.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would get tired of her really quickly.
I would just admire her from afar and be like, oh, she's so pretty. But I won't get to know her because we have nothing in common.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're not having brunch and assassination with her?
No.
No. Okay. She's next to the other table and we're just looking at her.
Yeah. We're just going to be chilling with Anaconda going, have you seen her?
Goodbye, Andromeda. Goodbye to your comforts. Your joys. Your sheltering arms.
Terminating conversation.
Next.
Dear God.
Angar the Screamer.
No.
So this daredevil villain was a radical social activist who volunteered to undergo an experiment that would give him superpowers. He gained the ability to emit piercing screams that caused tangible hallucinations. It's like walking LSD. Whatever his original ideals, he soon turned to crime. Still a hippie at heart, Angar still has that 60s idealism, but over time, he's become an unsubtle and simple villain. He's pictured here using his power, pink waves.
Pink waves!
Coming off his body.
I don't know where to start.
Oh, dear God.
He looks like he was basically on a motorcycle in the past. Like, no, he's just come straight from the past on a motorcycle.
He was on one of those bus that would go to concert, and they forgot him. He just stayed there behind.
Yep.
It's just so groovy.
Oh.
He just, he...
No.
I think my father used to look like this. From pictures I've seen.
Troubling.
You know what kind of bothers me, actually? His whole outfit is really hippie-ish, except he has a bunch of gold accessories, which I feel does not go with the look.
And there's a skull on the gold accessory.
Like, that's not a way more sign. Aggressive than it should. I know he's a villain, but that's way more aggressive than the rest of the outfit.
It should be, in theory, a peace sign.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to fit with the groovy
and
hippie
he's
style.
Like, has genie cuffs. Like, that's weird.
Maybe it's a metaphor.
Yeah. He just wants to be free.
He just wants to be free, but he's got stuck by capitalism.
Oh. And his eyes are red?
Whoa, his eyes are the same color as his hair.
They're actually brown, but...
They look red in the picture. It's terrifying.
I like the hair color.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's not a hair color you see that often.
Meh. No. Especially for a guy.
I kind of like the hair length. I do without the facial hair, but...
Yeah, the handlebar mustache is a bit much.
I don't mind either chest hair or shading of the chest, but it looks nice.
That fringe, though.
That fringe.
I can accept it on the vest, on the boots. It's a bit much.
I kind of like that they match, though.
Oh, God.
Like, I would never... You know, that's ridiculous, but it's nice that, you know, he coordinated.
He thought about it before going out.
Yeah.
No, it would be terrifying getting in a fight with him.
And then there's the pink wave that comes out of nowhere.
And just murders you.
Just murders.
Started about leaving things on the couch and then you're dead.
I mean, I kind of feel like he's a bit too much of a stereotype, kind of hippie, and it basically creates hallucinations that would, you know, look like you're on drugs or something.
Yeah, he's basically a walking stereotype of the 60s.
Yeah, it's very on the nose. There's no subtlety anywhere.
So Angar the Screamer, hot or not?
Not.
I can't even get over the name.
I was just about to say that his name is stupid. I just want to say that.
Almost Anger.
Yes, Screamer. It might as well be Anger.
But he was born for it because his real name is David Allen Angar.
Well, it's stupid.
But it sounds slightly sexual too.
Oh. I feel like you shouldn't have the word the in your name.
No, let's just... Either it's pretentious or really stupid.
It's true.
In this case, probably both.
I want to be Elise the Awesome.
Josie the Queen.
The Shotgun.
Mm. Well, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, I accept that. It's cool.
You know what? Apparently this causes slight amnesia.
Well, that sucks.
I don't like Everyone's that. Everyone's just high and they don't even remember him.
Yeah, that's not lasting power.
You've already been on a date with him. You just don't remember.
Yeah, I know.
We've actually been on 5 dates. He's just hoping the next time it'll work out.
Every time he screams.
He wipes you.
Every time he screws up, like, oh shit, I dropped a glass of water.
No, Mr. Hippie, I expect you to die.
So here's the name character of the episode.
Oh, I remember. Ooh. He's an X-Men.
Angel, yes.
Yes, I remember him.
Born from a rich American family, Warren Worthington III.
Ugh.
is the mutant X-Man known as Angel. His mutation is simple. He has bird-like wings on his back, which allow him to fly, as well as impressive telescopic vision. A free-spirited individual, in many ways, a typical rich playboy. He's pictured here in different flying poses, flying away from Cyclops here, in the danger room on the next page, going up against a member of the Imperial Guard, flying towards X-Mansion, catching Kitty Pryde, and in the center, a shot of him out of costume.
Yeah, it's just like on the beach on that. He looks like an extra douchebag in that tank top.
That hair flow, though.
Yeah, his hair is pretty awesome.
I mean,
how many? Is that a 10-pack?
I don't know.
Are those the pecs? Like, the pecs get mixed in with the abs.
Okay, yeah, those are the pecs. One, two, there's an 8-pack.
Someone in your core?
Well, actually, his body is really long. Like, he has a lot of core.
Is he supposed to be aerodynamic?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. He flies.
His occupation is chairman of the board.
Oh,
disgusting.
Like, he sounds really boring. He has the third in his title.
And look
on
a board. Look at how smug he looks.
Yeah, you can tell he thinks he's awesome.
I can't get over the fact that he has wings. I feel very uncomfortable.
That's the only thing I like about him right now.
I feel like that would be fun.
No.
Like, because he can fly you to places, but also it would be really annoying for most situations. Imagine going to the movies with this guy.
Well, if I remember correctly, in the movies, he was able to hide them pretty well, right?
Yeah, somehow he can scrunch them down under a business suit.
What?
Those I don't believe it.
Those are some mad skills.
Yeah. Okay, if he can kind of make them disappear, then I think that would be more practical day to day.
Yeah, because imagine going to bed trying to sleep with those huge wings.
Imagine him bringing him to an antique shop. Oh. He'll pay a fortune and you will bring nothing home.
Well, he has the third in his name.
He can afford it.
I think he can pay for the damn antiques he breaks.
He can pay for the damn store.
But me, my big issue is, the wings, because I am terrified of birds.
Oh, yes.
So, right now, I'm just...
That would not be good for
you. And his vision, it reminds me too much of a bird, and I feel uncomfortable, and I would start to have a panic attack.
You don't want to be cocooned in his soft feathers.
Oh, my God. Now it's starting to sound like fanfic.
Actually, I have a duvet at home. I really like it.
I feel like the white part on his suit goes too low.
Oh my god, definitely. He's got white in his crotch.
It should stop at the crotch.
You should never have white on your crotch.
We all reacted. I'm unsure what it means.
I don't know. unpleasant.
Listener discretion is advised.
It should stop there, though, wait, for real.
Yes,
though.
It should actually stop. Yeah. Like before after, scratch.
At the end of his 8-pack.
This is awkward. Like, if you're going to keep it going, go to the end or something.
Like, it's inner thigh.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it reminds me of chafing.
Yeah, and that's not a fun thing. No. No. I do like the color palette, though. It's a little Christmassy, but...
No, I find it... It looks, I don't know, like peaceful in a weird way.
I find it weird that his day-to-day outfit still matches the colors of the suit.
I like to think that all superheroes just
think
have
about this.
Coordinated outfits. Not like the actual suit, but everything's in that color palette forever.
Yeah. Why not?
They decide one suit and then every single outfit afterwards.
Yeah, it's... Guys don't always know what to buy. It's like, I know red does well on my skin tone, so...
Yeah, I'm just gonna go with red.
I'll go for red forever. It's easy. It's there. I know it.
What's his power again? Fly. Except for the obvious flying business?
He can see well.
The telescope.
He can see well! Which is useful when you're flying.
He passes his eye exam every time.
Does he have a flying license?
How high can he go? Like, can he go, like,
bird
height? Or...
No, he's like a bird. He's like a
bird.
After he's like a man bird.
After a while, like a bird, I want to fly away.
Please send me a montage of someone. Just this guy and that song.
Yeah.
But just real, watch that.
After a while, he can't go too far up because there's no air.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Lungs.
Also, you were saying earlier that it would be cool because he could fly you to places, but if you look at this...
at this picture, it looks really, really awkward.
Terrifying.
Maybe he's on a date on this picture.
I like a kiddie pride picture.
Yep.
I like to imagine she's falling, but maybe he's just an asshole and it's like, oh, I'm gonna drop you!
I'm gonna drop you! I'm gonna drop you!
No, I won't.
I would do that on every date. Just drop her and then catch her mid swoop.
There wouldn't be a second date.
I saved you from danger I created.
Love me.
No.
So, Angel, hot or not?
Terrifying.
I feel pretty meh. Like, he doesn't seem like... His title and stuff does not work for me. Like, he doesn't seem like he'd be a fun person. The powers are pretty cool, but I don't know.
He sounds like an asshole.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
I mean, the problem with this whole situation is I kind of like the character in the movie, so...
He's not the same.
No, exactly. The description you gave us is not the same.
In the movie, he was sweet and nice and was innocent.
Is he sweet and nice?
No.
I remember him as... thinking the X-Men were like his family.
Yeah.
But when the new guys came in, Wolverine and Storm and all that, he didn't like those guys.
Yeah.
I love Wolverine, so screw this guy.
I mean, I'd say I'm warm.
Yeah, like, he's not the worst, but I don't like him.
He's got good plus hair. He's blonde. Nah.
Sorry, all blonde people.
All the listeners, Isabel. Shh.
Well, at least he's not a redhead.
Well, for all the Playboy listeners, I do not approve.
If you're a rich Playboy guy with blonde hair,
call me!
Comment and subscribe!
Yeah, sure, if they gave me some feathers, I'd jump around, shit on some buses, you know.
Art credits. Anaconda by Mark Gruenwald. Andromeda by John Buscema, Angar the Screamer by Steve Leiaoa, and Angel by Kerry Gamill.
Black Canary.
I'll need a sparring partner.
I'm Zatanna.
Why do you care about some leggy dame in nylons? Or have I answered my own question?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for...
Black Canary and Zatanna, together in one podcast. I'm Ryan Daly, and I've got a thing for superheroes in fishnet stockings. That's why I started Power of Fishnets, the Black Canary and Zatanna podcast. Join me every 2 weeks as I celebrate the blonde bombshell and the mistress of magic in their exciting adventures published by DC Comics. Power of Fishnets. Available on iTunes and at fireandwaterpodcast.com.
Let's open the female bag.
Yeah.
And I'm with the entire group this time. So this is all the mail we got for episode 2, no. Aim to American Eagle. Oh. All right. So, Ryan Daly says, once more a thoroughly enjoyable episode. I can't believe Alpha Flight's entry was just a collection of headshots. No grand team shot. It's going to take some getting used to this new format after more than 30 episodes of Who's Who. Who's Who has all the groups in action poses.
I want groups.
It's always going to be like heads. It's just going to be heads.
Just heads.
Not action shots. Chris Franklin, also from our network, the Fine Water Podcast Network, says, Ohadmu is just kind of sterile. He's not talking about the show. He's talking about the comic.
Is that a joke about the fact that we're all women?
I'm insulted.
I'm sure you're fertile. sterile compared to Who's Who. Interesting that the ladies point out the stereotypical nature of both Alpha Flight and American Eagle. It should be obvious to me as a comics reader. I just kind of learned to take that stuff in stride. It's an eye-opener to how insulated comic fandom is with such things. Fun show as always.
Thank you. Yay.
I think that's one of the things that I find interesting about this experiment. Because you're not steeped in comic book lore, things like that like resonate wrong. Mm-hmm. Like we're used to national stereotypes.
And gar.
Yeah, we're used to that stuff, but to you it seems wrong.
Yeah,
just because it is wrong.
I mean, but if you're used to it, you wouldn't notice it.
It doesn't
anymore.
Fit if you grew up with it.
Exactly,
and it just was always part of
it's
the comic.
It's not a stereotype. It's just that character,
or it's just something you accept as part of the comics because they were written in a stereotypical time, and they sort of grew with them.
Comics are often very iconic. So, what's the iconic?
Yeah, they take the stereotype and play with it, basically.
Nathaniel Wayne, who does a very good podcast as well, the 90s Comics Retrial, says, this show is a fun, geeky bite that fits in great between catching up on longer podcasts. It's great how much fun everyone is having, and I look forward to the next entry. I like how Siskoid glossed over that the Inhumans are generally considered to be good guys when talking about the Alpha Primitives. I suppose he didn't want to color their opinion of the Inhumans when that entry comes up, and is hoping they won't remember by then.
I won't remember.
Make note, ladies. No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I've already forgotten.
But yes, for the fun part, that's true. We're having
Yay.
A lot of
yes,
fun.
Yes, it is really fun.
No, I'm not having fun.
Mike
this
double
is terrible. We're kicking you out.
There's actually... we're at gunpoint.
I'm called Shotgun, but that's not... come on.
Mike W. says, another great episode. I'm Canadian too. Saskatchewan.
Woo!
Woo!
Anyone ever been to Saskatchewan?
No. I have!
Oh, you did?
No, wait, never mind.
When did you
That
go?
Was just a weed
I was three.
Oh, when did you not go?
Well, in fact, it was never.
Did you go in the prairies, or?
Actually, no, I went to Manitoba. Mm. I got confused there for a minute.
Sorry, person from Saskatchewan.
I'm sure Saskatchewan is great.
It's the other worst place to live in Canada, besides New Brunswick.
You should comment and tell us what to see in Saskatchewan for the time that we're not going to go.
So anyway, he says, I found the question of whether Alpha Flight was taken seriously on the world stage an interesting one. I think they were always meant to be taken seriously. John Byrne, who created them, is Canadian after all. Some of the later writers let some cliches creep in. But overall, I'd say Alpha Flight can hold their own. The X-Men and Captain America always treated them like equals. So what better endorsement can you get?
Aww. That makes me happy.
That's yeah. nice.
Go well, Canada.
I was afraid they were going to be just like dismissed completely.
Yeah, but then again, sense. Wolverine is Canadian. Isn't
yeah.
He?
Woo.
Yeah.
And he's friends with those guys.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Oh, that's a...
I wonder if when they met Wolverine, when the X-Men met Wolverine, they were like, oh, do you know Alpha Flight from Canada? because it's such a small country.
Does everyone
country.
Know each other? And he did know them at the time.
That's the worst. When you just confirm the stereotype.
Yeah. Jeremy Patrick had two comments, one general, one specific. First, I gave Ohadmu or Not a try and liked it. Then you blogged about the Invasion podcast, which is another one we were doing, and I tried it and I liked it. Then you mentioned the Secret Origins podcast, which Ryan Daly's doing, and I liked it enough to try to complete my collection so I can listen to each episode after reading the relevant issue. Stop getting me hooked on things. Great power, great responsibility.
Never. We're never going to stop.
We're taking over your life.
Never going to stop.
Don't it's, stop
if
eating.
If you want something else, check out Mind Licked on YouTube.
Don't stop eating and die, though.
No.
And more specifically, he says, you seem puzzled by my Jason Statham does not look like the absorbing man comment in episode one. And he says, I'm not joking. Yes, they're both bald white guys. I get that. So am I. But no one's ever said I look like the transporter. People have told me on multiple occasions I look like Michael Stipe of REM. But that's not pertinent to the present discussion.
Do you want us to sit here and tell you you look like Jason Statham?
Yes, you do look like Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be able to tell the difference in the street.
No. I do think they have a similar jaw structure.
The jaw structure and the eyebrows.
Yeah. Cauliflower ears.
The intensity, too, I guess, in the face.
It's not just because he's bald.
No.
I promise.
It's also because he's bald.
It's some of the features that remind me of it.
But yeah. It's not, like, looking really like Jason Statham. It's just...
Like a street boxer's face. Yeah. He's been hit a lot.
That should be Jason Statham's slogan.
I've been hit a lot.
In the face.
Can you Google Jason Statham for me? I don't know who that is.
Oh my god! Jesus.
Well, I make a habit of doing things that people say I can't do. Walk through fire. Water ski blindfolded. Take up piano at a late age. I once used defibrillators on myself. I put shards of glass in my fucking eye. I've jumped from a high-rise building using only a raincoat as a parachute and broke both legs upon landing, and I still had to pretend I was in a fucking Cirque du Soleil show. I've swallowed enough microchips and shit them back out again to make a computer. This arm has been ripped off completely and reattached with this fucking arm. During the threat of an assassination attempt, I appeared convincingly in front of Congress as Barack Obama. I watched the woman I love get tossed from a plane and hit by another plane midair. I drove a car off a freeway on top of a train while I was on fire. Not the car. I was on fire.
And that's the last of the actual mail?
Yeah.
So that's Jason Statham. So
we're currently looking at pictures.
You can Google him at home if you want the full experience.
I mean, like this. Okay, it's the sort of eyebrows that are sort of sloping down.
Yeah,
it's low and it makes like the shadow
and the upper lip. Well, the whole expression. I mean, he's so serious in all his photo.
He smiles! Look, oh my god, he smiles! Oh my god, he's smiling!
The smiling picture's a little creepy.
I was gonna say, it was charming.
I don't know.
Jason Statham, hot or not?
in that picture, charming as hell for me.
Oh, he is.
So, Facebook likes and shares. From Abel Padilla, Gene Hendricks, Albert Miranda, Ed Moore, Mark Adams, Robert Ward, El Sedano, Mike Peacock, Ryan Daly, Jared West, and Clinton Robinson, with Twitter retweets and favorites from Dr. G Nerdologist and The Hammer Strikes.
Thank you, guys!
We love you.
We love you so much. That sounded sarcastic. But I meant it.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.